This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Castle Wild represents a new chapter in Chris Hendricks' life. After the Chris Hendricks Band broke up several years ago, he looked for a new creative outlet and a challenge in his life. He reconnected with his college friend Andre DiMuzio, and the duo formed Castle Wild. There's also a musical shift from the rock pop of the Chris Hendricks Band to a cross between singer-songwriter and modern synth pop. Castle Wild plays at Deep South in Raleigh on Thursday, March 10th, with its debut EP, Dream Killers, coming out the next day. Chris Hendricks on vocals and guitar. Welcome back, Chris. Good to have you here.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much, Frank.
Andre DiMuzio on vocals and keys. Welcome, Andre. Good to
Hi.
Have you here in this formation. We were with you up in Greensboro a few months ago with a different group, but here you are. So, Chris, tell us about this. You were on the show a few years back with the Chris Hendricks Band. How have things changed for you?
Well, you know, this definitely represents a chapter of growth and expansion in my life since the parting of the ways. As far as the Chris Hendricks Band is concerned, I have had the opportunity to really explore who I am as a person. I've had the opportunity to go to Europe and perform a little bit. I actually started writing a musical, which is probably going to take the rest of my life to write, with Andre DiMuzio, in fact. And that is how we kind of eventually came to the idea of Castle Wild. We, beyond the musical, we just started writing songs together over Skype, because he was in London at the time. And we fell in love with each other's creativity and style, and Castle Wild was born.
But how was that music, or how would you say it evolved from that first meeting, Andre?
It really kind of, again, like Chris said, it started over Skype. So it would really be kind of us sitting there with a blank Word document in front of us and each of us holding a guitar, and then just kind of trying to come up with something, anything. We sort of always had this notion, even with writing the musical, we had a group of people that were just great with the idea of never being attached to a singular idea and just, you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And we just started applying that same sort of mentality to writing music. And we just kind of found that we had a knack for doing it together. Like, we just, you know, sort of wrote one song after another. And yeah.
What does that mean? Do you start out with, so clearly you don't start out with a genre in mind.
No.
With that said, but is there a hook? Is there, you know, three notes that then become a tune that becomes a melody?
Yeah. I think there's always been like the two phases to the writing, which is, you know, one being the writing process where, you know, Chris will come up with, like, you know, lyrics to some chords I'm playing or whatever, or he'll come up with chords and the melody. And then the second phase of it is definitely the production phase, which is where I think we have more fun, of like, you know, choosing interesting sounds and finding like a direction for it. And definitely hooks is an important thing for us, but also not to let that, you know, kind of steer us astray if the song doesn't deserve a hook.
How about you you have some fun right now and play a song for us? Would you do that?
Absolutely.
I would love to. So this song is actually not on our upcoming record, but we thought we'd surprise it with you guys here today. Anyway, this is called Bullet. Baby, we are still smoking.
you're still seeping through the hole you left in me. And I can never be unbroken. The chamber's empty, only God can set me free. I've been to a doctor and I've been to a priest. I've been to a seer just to give me peace. I've taken every tonic and I said every prayer. Looking for the truth, but the truth don't care. Seems I have done all I can do. Seems you have done all you can do. It seems they have done all they can do. It seems God has done all he can do. I'm dying without you.
Bullet is a song by the duo Castle Wild. That band is made up of Chris Hendricks on guitar and vocal and Andre DiMuzio on the keys. They've got an EP coming up, coming out very soon called Dream Killers, and a show to get ready to push that that record as well. And that's coming up in Raleigh, and of course, all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. That's a great song. So talk more about the production and the EP itself. Mm-hmm. You talked about sort of the creative process and getting going, but when it comes time to putting a record together, mm-hmm. Chris, is there a theme behind Dream Killers?
Well, I have to say, one of my favorite aspects of our creative process is, especially with this record that we have coming out, is that we did it in our respective rooms. We didn't do it in a fancy studio. And Andre is just the most talented producer, and in addition to being an amazing human being, he's just I'm lucky to be surrounded by people who are better than me, and this is just yet another life example of that. And I get to sit back and watch him work, really, and he allows me the honor of co-creating with him. And so this was actually recorded both here and in London, mm-hmm. To make the finished product. So,
wait, what about the production process? You talked about the way it should sound, the kind of arrangements. Are you starting to have the vision as the song is coming together, or do you sort of have to have the whole thing in front of you for a while before you hear what else?
Yeah, usually I think what it boils down to is, like, when I hear the song as we play it together just on guitar and piano, I do start to sort of get images of, like, okay, I would like to electronify this a little bit more in this direction, or this has got a nice bluesy feel, so I want to electronify it but maintain the organic sort of nature of the blues. So I think, from track to track, obviously every album should have a bit of a cohesive sort of, structure to it, but I think that just kind of comes out anyway, just because, it is the same people working on it, and we tend to kind of agree on this and that. I've always kind of been a fan of using more interesting sounds. I'm kind of a synth head. Like, I love synthesizers. I love that whole realm, that whole world from the 70s on. And so a lot of times with our songs too, like, I'll throw something in that's a bit of a left curve.
Let's get a sample of that, because you've come here with keyboard and guitar, and that's great, and great vocals. But to give you a sense of what the recorded piece with all of its production values would sound like, we've taken a song from the album. The new EP is called Dream Killers from Castle Wild. Let's listen to this.
Waves while they're crashing for freedom. I dare you to go and be the dam. Try to lock your fist around a rowdy firecracker and watch what'll happen to your hands. Leap into the mouth of the mighty Grand Canyon. See where you go without wings. Don't be stopping God when he's already going. Don't you ever try to stop me. Get out of my way. Get out of my face. Fairy tale hassle. Well, aren't you the wolf in the woods? If you read the story,
way, then you notice what happened. And I'm not the kid in the hood. I'm the lumberjack in the scary dark forest, and you're just a beast on the trail. Nothing but a stray with a hunger for a dreamer, and I'm here to send you to hell. Get out of my way. Get out of my face.
There it is, the title track from the upcoming EP, Dream Killers from Castle Wild. The band is made up of Chris Hendricks on guitar, Andre DiMuzio on the keys. And Chris, I know Castle Wild is just one part of what you're doing these days. You had a diagnosis of cerebral palsy. You have started a company called Perfectly Afflicted that actually aims at stopping teenage suicide. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. Well, we lower teen suicide in the country by funding programs like Hopeline, which are, you know, suicide hotlines, as well as teen counseling programs. But we also do it through motivational speaking and using music as a universal language. What'll happen is we'll travel to schools and I will speak to the kids based on my own personal experience of just growing up and being the underdog, and how that shifted from being a negative thing to a positive thing, and how it should really always be seen as a positive thing. Yep. And it's just grown into this beautiful thing that has just totally changed how fundraising is done in schools and how positivity is generated in youth culture and organizations. And hopefully it'll continue to grow, continue to pick up steam.
I mean, you personally had a struggle with some pretty dark thoughts as a teenager.
I did. It was there were some rough moments for me personally, particularly in middle school was probably the hardest time for me, because I was like always good at putting on a really happy face on the outside, but I was sort of quietly in this consistent mode of panic, desperately trying to figure out who I am. And it seemed like the more I tried to connect with people by avoiding who I was, the more disconnected I got with people. And it wasn't until I really embraced sort of the unique aspects of me, including my condition, including my cerebral palsy, which didn't really happen for me until college, that wound up being a huge connecting point for me. And that's what I want to share.
And is the band connected with Perfectly Afflicted?
Perfectly Afflicted is just a Chris Hendricks endeavor specifically, but Castle Wild definitely performs on Perfectly Afflicted's behalf, and I definitely have brought Andre with me to some of the school gigs that we've done together. So, yeah.
Well, I want to leave you time to play us out. I've got a few more things to say, so I want to thank you both for being on the program. Castle Wild, you can hear more from that duo at Deep South in Raleigh on Thursday, March 10th. The debut EP, Dream Killers, comes out the next day. Chris Hendricks on vocals and guitar, Andre DiMuzio on the vocals and keys. thank both of you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to leave you some time to play us out, but I want to tell everybody that on Tuesday, we're going to be live from the Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro, and you can find out the details at our website, stateofthings.org. If you want to join us Tuesday in Greensboro to be in our audience for our live show from Greensboro, let us know. Go to the website, stateofthings.org, and it has all the information there about how you can join us in the audience. Also, today is Andrew Tai's last day. Andrew started as an intern on the State of Things last May. He stayed on to produce. In fact, he produced this segment as well. He's helped out with newscast, been an invaluable servant to the cause of the State of Things. We're going to miss you deeply. He's going to the music department at UNC, so he's not far. And even though he's going to do, I think, some public relations, we're going to allow that because he's going to be in a good place and he's going to help us an awful lot. And he's got a great career ahead of him. Andrew Tai, thank you so much, and good luck in all you do. And the rest of the folks who put this show together, I should tell you, are Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton Ormond, and Robin Copley is on the board today. She's all alone. Ordinarily, she's got some help from Elva Darsky. He's not here today, but he'll be back. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Castle Wild.
Hold a space for you. Something I made for you. It's right in front of you, but no one else can see. It keeps you warm, babe. Won't burn anything. Sure, it breaks easily, but no one knows but you and me. You can sleep. Soon this